Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Craig Huth, VK4SSB, VK2ISS. Craig, Victor Kilo 4 Sugar Sugar Baker, 47, had for the past 9 years, after leaving Bundaberg, worked for radio station 2RE Taree and the Super Radio Network. 2RE General Manager Murray Nelson described Craig as a great worker for the community. He was perhaps best known in that area as the driving force behind 2RE's Christmas train that raised more than $200,000 in 5 years for the children's ward at Manning Hospital, as well as retirement homes in the area. Craig created what is believed to be a first for commercial radio when he organised to have 10 students from Chatham Public School speak to Commander Mike Fink on board the International Space Station via amateur radio. VK4SSB, VK2ISS, suffered a stroke early last week and was transported to Royal North Shore Hospital, where he passed away early Monday morning, June 30. Another silent key, Victor Kilo 4 Sugar Sugar Bravo, Craig Huth.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
VK4 Alara and Friends Meetup. Join us on July 20 for a get-together while munching delicious desserts at Brisbane's Freestyle 2 Dessert Palace in Fortitude Valley. There's a huge range of desserts on the menu, including gluten-free, soy, or lactose intolerant. You can check the menu out at freestyle2.com.au. That's freestyle2.com.au. The table is booked for 2 p.m. and individual payment when leaving has been specially arranged. RSVP now to reserve your place. Email Bambi, VK4AYL, at kui.alara@gmail.com. That's Charlie Oscar Oscar Echo Echo dot Alara at gmail.com. And save some creme brulee for me. This is Lynn, VK4SWE, Alara's VK4 rep on Swears Island.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're listening to Q News. In North Queensland, it can be heard on 7070 kHz following WIA National News. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the important things to keep any club motivated is a sense of direction, of having a purpose to exist. That seems fundamental, doesn't it? But then, is just being interested in electronics or radio enough to draw people in and keep them involved? All kinds of activities depend on their success coming from reward or satisfaction. I'm sure we could all name a few. Now we translate that thought to our club, and instead of just being individuals, we have a group seeking that sense of enjoyment. This is the point of consideration. Just how do we bring people with different paths on their journey along to a single point? Surely the answer must be signposts, indicators, and advertising. Then there's the problem as I see it. If one person or a small group control the groupthink, others will drop out. If no one has any bright ideas, then the lights will tend to go out anyway. So how do you develop commitment in your club members? Let us know and share success with other clubs on Q News. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?